law.
Thank you. This time we're on record in case, is it Losey? Okay. Jerry and Joe Carroll Losey, who will be representing themselves, and Joe Carroll Losey will be arguing. Jerry Losey is present, appearing only. The respondent is Deutsche Bank National Trust Company, and their attorney being arguing on their behalf is Lars Lundberg. Any preliminary matters? May proceed, madam.
I just wanted to thank you for giving us the time to come in and, I guess, argue on our case.
Sure.
If I do something wrong, please let me know. I
don't
do this every day, so.
That's fine. We understand that. Don't be nervous. Just tell us your story.
I just wanted to say that I just think that this, you know, this, when he granted this summary judgment, it was totally unconscionable. I mean, it started out that he kept saying in the different meetings we would have that I need to get this off my docket. And he would repeat that over and over. And it wasn't our fault that it was taking so long. New Century was in bankruptcy. And we could not move forward with the case because of that matter, is what the judge had stated to us. And we went and, let's see, we had, a phone conference with the other opposing counsel and the judge, and he stated that nothing could happen and that it was at a motion of stay. And then all of a sudden, miraculously, the other side comes out with a summary judgment and saying that, you know, the chain of title didn't have the affidavit and things like that to support it, which in fact it did. Both documents were filed at the time that we filed our initial complaint. It talks in our brief. It says in here, like in the conclusion, it tells that there's two different documents, that there's not, you know, just one document, and it's not, that it's not sworn documents, that it can't be used. There was two documents. There was one, the affidavit from Joseph Esquivel, that supported the chain of analysis. I mean, and then the judge was saying that there was no, I mean, we never even had a chance to argue any of the other claims that we had in our complaint, which to me, I don't believe was even fair. Because if you have different complaints on your in your documents and you can't argue those, that's, to me, just one-sided. I don't believe that's right.
So you're talking about the wrongful foreclosure claim?
Yeah.
And the, and I forget the other one. Do you remember what the other one is?
I'm looking for it.
It was the wrongful foreclosure, I know, but
a declaratory judgment.
Yeah, declaratory judgment as to the rights.
Yes.
As concerns that, don't you think the declaratory judgment as to who has title is defined in his original summary judgment, where he says Deutsche Bank has the title or has the loan, they have the right to foreclose? Doesn't that define your rights in that regard?
It kind of does, but I don't know if I'm allowed to do this or not. But in a prior lawsuit that we had with them, we kept trying. Let me go back to the beginning of when all this kind of started. We went and we were starting to fall behind on our payments. And I went to the servicing company and I says, I would like to do a modification. And they told us
that.
What was that?
They denied that, and
right.
Then they indicated, well, a short sale is the only thing you can do in that regard.
Well,
and
but
then,
before that,
okay.
I went and I asked them, I says, I want to know who has our note. And they're like, well, you have to talk to Deutsche Bank. So I called Deutsche Bank, and they're like, well, we don't have your note. You have to talk to the servicer. I even called back and talked to a vice president at Deutsche Bank.
Right.
And they denied it again. So in our first lawsuit back in 2010, we listed everybody. Well, miraculously out of the woodwork, they're like, oh, well, we have your note. This was Deutsche Bank.
Mm-hmm.
And their attorney emailed it to our attorney. And he emailed it on to me and my husband. And my husband does editing on pictures and things like that.
Right.
When he looked at it, he's like, this is got something definitely wrong with this.
Right, there was something wrong, and they redid it.
Right, but when we went and submitted it tried to get it to go to the judge, he's like, no, that's nothing with this case. We can't get that in with it. So I guess it's just kind of, they say they have the note, but we have documents from a forensic that says that note actually has been altered. So do they really have our note? I mean, that's like somebody going and modifying a title to a car and saying, I actually have your note, but really, I don't. But I'm not going to tell you that I don't have your real note, but I want your car.
Right.
I mean, it's just, to me, it's shady. You know, I guess I'm not in that position to say, you know, I'm the kind of person that wants to do things fairly. And I'm just disgusted with the way that the mortgage companies treat the people in this country. I mean, they don't want to work with you because it's like they said that because the type of loan that ours was, that it was not allowed a modification. I've talked to people that worked in the banking industry, and they're like, no, any kind of loan can be modified. They just didn't want to work with us for any reason. And to this day, I don't know why. Because, I mean, we went, and there was times, you know, we would go and make big payments to get caught up and stuff. And then it was just because of the way that things were that we weren't able to keep going like it was. But we were trying. We tried desperately how many times to do modifications and things, and it wouldn't. And when he went and did signed the summary, or before he signed the final judgment, the opposing counsel went, and they even started the auction process with an auction date before it was even a final judgment was signed. So, I mean, to me, it's like they think they can just do whatever they want. They don't have to follow the rules, but everybody else has to follow the rules. And I guess I just don't know what to think about all that process. And again, I guess I just want to say that he kept saying that, you know, Judge Dunn kept saying that, you know, I want this off my docket, you know. But it's like, to me, it was along the lines of an excuse to get it off of his docket. So he was looking for different things. I mean, for him to say that there wasn't an affidavit to support that chain of title, that's ludicrous. When, in fact, there was. It was right there. It was filed with the initial complaint. I mean, the thing is we go and we dig in to try to fight to save our house. Because if it's sold, and then all of a sudden it comes out of the woodwork that, oh, they were in the wrong, then how do you get that back to be able to get things straightened out like it should be? You know, I mean, so right now I also we've done documents and we're in the process of doing arbitration to try to get this thing taken care of. I guess the thing is I just want to say the rest of the evidence is in the documents. It's in our briefs that we've responded in different things. I mean, I know I'm missing a lot of stuff that needs to be said, But if you look over the documents, it's in there. It should not have been filed for a summary judgment on the grounds that there was no affidavit to support that chain of title. I guess I'm done for now.
Okay, thank you. Sir, on behalf of the respondent. What do you have to say that the judge's summary judgment seems to only apply to two of the causes of action, and not all four of the causes of action?
To that point, Your Honor, may it please the Court, with regard to the wrongful foreclosure claim, two reasons why the summary judgment did not need to address that. First, in the amended complaint, the wrongful foreclosure action was directed at New Century Mortgage only. It didn't say defendants, it says New Century Mortgage.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Your Honor. In the amended complaint, the wrongful foreclosure cause of action was directed only to New Century Mortgage. It wasn't to defendants as a whole, it wasn't to Deutsche Bank. And so I don't think that the summary judgment memorandum decision in order needed to address that. Moreover, it's well settled under Idaho law that claim for wrongful foreclosure accrues upon a sale. To date, there's been no sale. Whether it needed to be, it did not need to be addressed, and even if it did, there was no claim as a matter of law because there was no sale. With regard to the declaratory judgment, Chief Justice Burdick, it's like you're reading my notes, it's that the breach of contract action and the analysis to that point resolved the declaratory judgment claim. To prevail on appeal, the appellants must demonstrate...
Hold on a second before you go back there. So, if there's a claim for wrongful foreclosure that still hasn't been addressed by the district court, where does that leave us with respect to today's appeal? I mean, if there's another issue that's lingering. I recognize what you're saying is that there, you know, that... It sounds like what you're arguing is it should be dismissed as a matter of law, but it hasn't been.
The amended judgment dismisses all the claims.
Okay.
That's what it states.
Okay.
So it doesn't go claim by claim. The amended judgment dismisses all the claims. I believe the appellant's argument is that the memorandum decision order did not specifically address and analyze a wrongful foreclosure claim.
So is there a ruling on that issue? Is there a ruling that sets out the fact that the claim isn't ripe?
No. There is a ruling that all the claims are dismissed.
With prejudice?
With prejudice, I believe.
So would that foreclose the lessees from bringing a wrongful foreclosure action once the property is sold?
I'm not sure.
That's a good answer.
Right, yeah. But the complaint does not address that claim to Deutsche Bank. It is addressed to New Century Mortgage, which and not defendants as a whole, et cetera.
So if it is sold by New Deutsche, there could be a cause of action for wrongful foreclosure.
Arguable.
Right.
Yes. But that claim was not asserted below against.
And New Century has not made any appearance in this matter?
Not to my knowledge.
And has not objected to the dismissal of the wrongful foreclosure analysis against New Century? They have not appealed that issue?
Correct. My understanding is that New Century Mortgage declared bankruptcy, and that bankruptcy was resolved in August of 2016, and then shortly after that resolve is when, 6 months later, is when the motion for summary judgment was submitted by Deutsche Bank. I don't want to leave any questions on that issue. I'm happy to address any others. So to prevail on appeal, the appellants need to prove two things. First, that there was an abuse of discretion as to the district court's exclusion of the chain of title analysis, and second, that that abuse of discretion affected one of their substantial rights. Appellants have not proven either of these. Therefore, respondents respectfully request that this court affirm the judgment. With regard to the first issue, and it's really the crux of the appellant's appeal, whether the district court abused its discretion in excluding the chain of title analysis, it's important to note out at the beginning that the summary judgment standard does not apply because this is an evidentiary issue. It's a threshold issue, and the summary judgment lens is not viewed in this evidentiary context. Two rules were implicated by the district court's exclusion of the chain of title analysis. First, Idaho Evidence Rule 801, hearsay, and the appellants correctly cite a hearsay rule, an out-of-court statement used to prove the truth of the matter asserted. Here, the chain of title analysis squarely fits within that rule as hearsay. It was an out-of-court statement. It was attached to a what was styled as a motion for judicial review, and it was purportedly offered for the truth of the matter asserted. Therefore, it qualifies as hearsay, and the district court did not abuse its discretion in excluding it. The second rule that applies is Idaho Rule of Evidence 56C4, and that governs the submission of affidavits in support or in opposition to summary judgment. Rule 56C4 specifically states that attachments to an affidavit must be first sworn or certified, and second, attached to the affidavit or served with the affidavit. Here, the affidavit of Mr. Swivel was submitted with the amended complaint in September of 2015, and a year and a half later is when the chain of title analysis was submitted, according to the record, and it is not sworn to, nor is it certified, and it was submitted a year and a half later, so it was not attached or served with the affidavit. Therefore, a second basis for supporting the district court's exclusion of the chain of title analysis was Rule 56. In short, the district court's decision was supported by those two rules, and the appellants have failed to demonstrate that the district court abused its discretion. Second issue is even if appellants prove that an abuse of discretion occurred, they would still have to demonstrate that that abuse of discretion affected one of their substantial rights. And here, there was no substantial right affected because, as noted by the district court, at best, the chain of title analysis is cumulative and merely repeats what was in the affidavit. Therefore, there would be no difference in the result had the chain of title analysis come in. On this basis, there was no substantial right affected, and the appellants have failed to prove that point. My third point was going to be the wrongful foreclosure and the declaratory judgment, but we covered that. So unless the court has any questions, the respondents would respectfully request that the district court judgment be affirmed.
Thank you, sir. Any further questions? Thank you.
Thank you, Your Honor.
How much time does the appellant have?
20 minutes.
Got it.
I guess I just want to say, if you have something precious to you, are you going to go and just, and you're going to, might have up the chance that you might lose that? Are you going to just say, well, you know, just let it go? Or are you going to dig your feet in and you're going to fight to try to save what you believe is legally yours? Because different processes were not done correctly. They don't follow, like, the chain of title, for instance. I mean, my thoughts is a person's going to want to sit there and fight as much as they can to try to save their property. Again, the judge says that there was no affidavit. I'm not sure what I don't remember the time frame of when they were both filed. I thought it was at the time of our first initial complaint. So I can't argue on that part because I don't have those time frames in front of me. But there is a certain law that the mortgage companies have to follow. in that chain of title when it's going through the process if they don't follow those and they're doing it incorrectly, which it shows in the chain of title analysis that we had done by Joseph that they didn't follow those correctly. And so that's why Deutsche Bank is fighting to get that thrown out, because it shows that they didn't do things correctly. I'd probably do the same thing. I wouldn't want it to be in there if it was going to sit there and do damage to me. I mean, that's just how things go, I guess.
Ma'am, you mentioned earlier that you'd had an attorney helping you at one time. For how long have you been representing yourself on this matter?
We did on this case that was filed in 2015.
So, since it was filed, have you represented yourself?
Yes.
So the attorney you referenced earlier...
was in a different case that was filed back in 2010.
I see. Thank you.
I'm in the process of looking for an attorney to go and help us with this matter, but it's hard to find one to kind of step in the middle of something. But we are looking for somebody to help us with that. I guess I just, want to say that they're trying to get it kicked out because it shows facts that they didn't follow things correctly. I don't even know what else to say, but I appreciate your time and effort for coming down here for us today. Thank you.
Well, no, thank you for your courage in coming in.
Well, you should see my knees.
I think your husband would disagree with that. But I understand how nervous you are, and we thank you for coming in and trying to share your viewpoint in this matter, honestly.
All right, thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks, Dan.